I'm Chanel Verani, and this is Our Island Universe.
Black holes are enigmatic objects that have long captured the imagination of scientists and the general public. And while we have very good evidence for their existence at the centers of every large galaxy, we've never actually seen one directly. That may change this month. Starting April 5 and continuing through April 14, the Event Horizon Telescope, which is really a suite of 9 radio telescopes spanning the globe, will make the first ever attempt to actually directly image the event horizon of the supermassive black hole that lurks at the center of our galaxy. You can think of the event horizon as the boundary of a black hole where the speed to escape is exactly the speed of light, some 186,000 miles per second. Inside this boundary, nothing, not even light, can escape the gravitational clutches of the black hole. In order to see this event horizon, an international team of astronomers are connecting a series of 9 radio telescopes that span the globe. By having these 9 telescopes work in concert, the astronomers will form the equivalent of a giant Earth-sized telescope. We need a telescope the size of Earth to be able to see the event horizon of the supermassive black hole that lies some 25,000 light years away from us. If the event horizon works as expected, it would be able to see a grape at the distance of the moon. Since the supermassive black hole that lurks at the center weighs about 4 million times the mass of our sun, the team thinks they should have the resolution to see the event horizon of our black hole for the very first time. What will we see? The team hopes to see gravitational distortions from light produced by the gas and dust swirling around the black hole like the water swirling around a drain before falling in. Our guide, Einstein's theory of general relativity, also predicts we may even see the shadow of the black hole's event horizon against the backdrop of this brightly shining, swirling material. Will we see the event horizon for the first time? Will Einstein's theory of general relativity pass yet another critical test? Or will we find something entirely unexpected and unpredicted that will shed light on new physics? I hope we have our answers very soon.
I am Chanel Verani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.